Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process.
This victory here is the beginning of the end for Donald Trump. With victories behind us, popular vote in Iowa and the victory here tonight, we're going to Nevada, we're going to South Carolina.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders won yesterday's New Hampshire primary, but former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg was only points behind. The same two led in Iowa. But upcoming Nevada and South Carolina, with much more diverse populations, could yield different results. Entrepreneur Tom Steyer, Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard, and former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick will be calculating their chances going forward. As soon as the New Hampshire polls closed, businessman Andrew Yang and Colorado Senator Michael Bennett dropped out of the race. The big surprise was Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, who won a strong third place. She spoke to one of voters' top concerns, electability.
Donald Trump's worst nightmare is that the people in the middle, the people who have had enough of the name-calling and the mud-slinging, have someone to vote for in November.
Combined, former Vice President Joe Biden and neighboring Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren got fewer votes than Klobuchar.
I also want to congratulate my friend and colleague Amy Klobuchar for showing just how wrong the pundits can be when they count a woman out.
Turnout was up from 2016, and exit polls showed over half the voters decided in the last few days. New Hampshire election officials were feeling relieved. After the delayed and confusing results from Iowa last week, Mark Dindorf is an election official in Hart's location, one of the small New Hampshire towns that vote at midnight.
All eyes were on New Hampshire, and, you know, we can't have the sort of situation that happened in Iowa. And so there were, I think, preventative measures taken. You know, we didn't have an app that failed either. So although some larger towns vote with machines, you know, in Hart's location, and the smaller towns were voting on paper ballots.
While President Donald Trump had an easy victory in the Republican primary, former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld took 9% in what many consider to be a protest vote. Four federal prosecutors resigned yesterday after Attorney General William Barr took the extremely unusual step of interfering in an active legal case to recommend reducing the sentence of former Trump aide and convicted felon Roger Stone. Warren talked about it last night in New Hampshire.
On a day when career prosecutors showed more backbone than almost every Republican senator standing up to this president, Americans of all political stripes are gravely concerned about the corruption of a Trump Justice Department that abandons the rule of law.
In Congress, Senate Democrats brought three top priority election security bills to the floor, but each was blocked by a single Republican senator. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bulkey. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.